This morning, the Labor Department reported that another 709,000 Americans applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's a lower number than many economists had expected, but 8 months into the pandemic, it's still huge. In addition to that, nearly 300,000 people applied last week for special CARES Act benefits that, for instance, help the self-employed. The jobless numbers come as coronavirus case numbers continue to hit record levels. And as one of President-elect Joe Biden's COVID advisors is floating the idea of a 4 to 6 week shutdown to ultimately help the economy with money to help individuals and government. Let's bring in NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And let's listen to a little of Biden COVID advisor Dr. Michael Osterholm, who spoke with Yahoo Finance last night and spoke about this shutdown. Let's listen.
We could pay for a package right now to cover all of the wages, lost wages for individual workers, for losses to small companies, to medium-sized companies, for cities, states, county governments. We could do all of that. If we did that, then we could lock down for 4 to 6 weeks. And if we did that, we could drive the numbers down.
Scott, does that surprise you to hear that coming from a Biden advisor just a week after the election, which President Trump accused Biden of wanting to shut down the economy?
Well, you know, Biden did say back in August that he would follow the advice of scientific experts if they recommended stricter limits on economic activity. That's in contrast to President Trump, who has often ignored scientific advice in his push to rapidly reopen businesses and schools, an approach that the president has stuck with even after he and his wife and a lot of key White House staffers contracted the virus. But it's not clear that a lot of Biden advisors feel that way. Anthony Fauci was on television this morning saying he's not leaning towards a shutdown. He says there's no appetite for it. He thinks there's more targeted measures that could be taken. Another Biden advisor has said it's like a dimmer switch. It's not an on-off, binary thing. Keep in mind, we've got more than 2 months before President-elect Biden will be in control of this. And in the meantime, we are in a world of hurt when it comes to this spread. I mean, the numbers are really frightening.
Yeah. Well, also, meantime, there's a lot of different definitions of what a shutdown is. In some states, stores, restaurants are ordered closed. In others, people are told, stay at home, only go out if it's essential for you to do that. But even putting that aside, can Biden get this relief that Osterholm was talking about without the Senate?
Hard to do something of that magnitude without Senate help. Now, there is certainly room within the credit markets for the federal government to borrow the kind of money we're talking about. Mitch McConnell has been talking about at least a limited relief package, but certainly the kind of aid that would be associated with that sort of shutdown would require Senate buy-in.
Yeah. Now, we have around 1 million people looking for jobless benefits last week. But also last week, we heard the national unemployment rate dropped last month to 6.9%. Square that for us.
Yeah, it's a little hard to square that. It's encouraging, certainly, that the unemployment rate fell as low as it did in October. And it fell for the right reasons, or it fell even as more people were coming into the job market. Sometimes we see the unemployment rate drop because people are leaving the job market, but that's not what happened last month. So that's certainly encouraging. But we also know that we're only about 54% of the way towards recovering the 22 million jobs that were lost in the springtime. And at the same time, with this new spike in coronavirus infections, we're going to see probably more businesses closing their doors, at least temporarily, more people being laid off. As you mentioned, a million or so people applied for new unemployment benefits just last week. We've got 21 million people receiving some form of unemployment relief as of late October. And importantly, about 13.5 million of those are getting benefits under that CARES Act that are set to expire at the end of December. So at a minimum, Congress is going to have to do something to extend those emergency benefits that were passed back in the springtime, or you're going to have millions of Americans suddenly having their lifeline cut off at the end of the year.
Real briefly, any sense of that idea of some sort of a Peace Corps, let's say for COVID contact tracing, for people who are unemployed, would become a reality in the Biden administration?
I'm afraid that with 144,000 new cases in a single day, almost 1,900 deaths in a single day, we're probably past the point where contract tracing is a realistic approach to this pandemic.
NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're very welcome.